Nolte, media fear porn fails to create demand for bajillions of coronavirus tests. By John Nolte on May 21, 2020. The far-left Washington Post was forced to report Monday that in states with plenty of available coronavirus tests there are too few people lining up to get tested. Wait, what? You mean there are a buttload of coronavirus tests out there and hardly anyone wants to take them? Oh, no, 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 no. The question is a much bigger one than that. Let's try that again. You mean the corporate media have spent 3 months and billions of dollars investing in fear porn? Much of that porn invested on this ridiculous concept of massive testing. And hardly anyone wants to take the available tests? The answer to both questions is a hearty yes. In a sane world, the answer to both questions would be a hearty duh. Come on, did you expect anything different? We're Americans after all, which means that at the end of the day we know bullshit when we hear it. And this media demand for a massive testing regime is bullshit. And how well do the American people know this? This well. A Washington Post survey of governors' offices and state health departments found at least a dozen states where testing capacity outstrips the supply of patients. Many have scrambled to make testing more convenient, especially for vulnerable communities, by setting up pop-up sites and developing apps that help assess symptoms, find free test sites, and deliver quick results. But the numbers, while rising, are well short of capacity, and far short of targets set by independent experts. Utah, for example, is conducting about 3,500 tests a day, a little more than a third of its 9,000 test maximum capacity. And health officials have erected highway billboards begging drivers to get tested for COVID-19. Let's go to the experts. Why aren't more people showing up? Well, that's the million-dollar question, said Utah Health Department spokesman Tom Hudochko. It could be simply that people don't want to be tested. It could be that people feel like they don't need to be tested. It could be that people are so mildly symptomatic that they're just not concerned that having a positive lab result would actually change their course in any meaningful way. That's actually a very good answer. I know the other day, while doing business with a local healthcare provider, my wife and I were offered a coronavirus test. No thank you, we said. Why would we get tested if we are feeling okay? What's the point? Anyway, WAPO also found a whole lot of bad reasons to explain why people aren't wasting their time on these stupid tests. Reasons that can be blamed on, wait for it America. Experts say several factors may be preventing more people from seeking tests, including a lingering sense of scarcity, a lack of access in rural and underserved communities, concerns about cost, and skepticism about testing operations. Let's take these one by one. A lingering sense of scarcity. Bwahahahahaha. There is no actual scarcity, but there's a lingering sense of scarcity. Okay. Yeah. Listen, if I know one thing about Americans, it's that if we really want something, no lingering sense of scarcity will stop us from getting it. Ever heard of a Cabbage Patch doll? An iPhone? Are you freaking kidding me? This is America. This is consumer nation. We shop till we drop, baby. We seek till we find. And if a lingering sense of scarcity defeats us, that means we never really wanted it in the first place. A lack of access in rural and underserved communities. Bwahahahahaha. See all of the above. Concerns about cost. Bwahahahahaha. First off, these tests are free. Secondly, did I mention these tests are free? Thanks to the efforts of the White House, most insurers have agreed to waive the copay, and the uninsured will also pay nothing for anything COVID-19 related. And skepticism about testing operations. Ding. 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 Skepticism is good. Skepticism is healthy. More skepticism, please. Why should I bother to get tested if 1, I feel just fine, and 2, I've not been in contact with someone infected with the coronavirus? Submitting to a test under those conditions makes perfect sense. You want to be sure not to infect anyone else, in other words, don't be a Chris Cuomo. And if there is a flare-up of infections in a certain area, the CDC needs to know it. We don't want the healthcare system to crash. So I get that. But to get tested just for the hell of it? Why? Especially when you can exit the test all proud of the fact you are not sick and enter a cloud of coronavirus left by a guy who just sneezed before the elevator door opened. Secondly, there's some evidence of false negatives, meaning people are testing negative for the virus who actually have it. So of course skepticism is warranted. The whole idea behind this unbelievably stupid massive testing regime is a media creation. An anti-science way to continue to move the goalposts on President Trump so that he can never achieve success. The goalpost moving is now to the point where the media are literally, demanding America conduct a billion tests a week. This is absurd, but it is deliberately absurd. A deliberate setup by partisan news media who will never allow Trump to claim a win. What's more, we all know the real reason behind the media's desire to increase testing. More testing means we find more people who are infected. And that allows the media juice up the fear porn with fake news, like this one lol about Texas. But, gee, what if you're all dolled up to offer a billion tests a week and hardly anyone wants to take them? Oh, wait, Utah can't even find 3,501 people to take pointless coronavirus tests. Utah has the capacity to conduct 9,000 tests a day and only 3,500 are showing up. And do you want to know what that means? Trump won. Trump more than achieved success when it comes to testing. If there are more tests than people who want to take them, that's a total win. It also proves, yet again, that the bubbled, provincial media have absolutely no understanding of human nature. They actually believed they could terrify Americans into going through all the hassle and inconvenience of a medical procedure just because the fear porn media told them to. Sorry, that's not how human nature works. During the 80s, at the height of the AIDS epidemic, when AIDS meant not only certain death, but a cruel, long, and agonizing death, countless people could not be convinced to refrain from loveless or sex. Countless people could not even be convinced to wear a condom. We glorious Americans are not wired that way. The whole point of being an American is to live our lives in whatever way we choose. The heroism of the gay community during that time, their refusal to be rewired, to conform, to social distance, to stop being who they were while at the same time demanding the government do its one and only job, which is to protect our God-given right to live our chosen lives. That's what this country is all about. And that's exactly what you are seeing during these lockdown protests, Americans refusing to stop being who they are. Entrepreneurs, consumers, social animals, sunbathers. And why should we stop? First off, we're not stupid. Secondly, we have great bullshit detectors. Finally, since the entire premise of our country is to live our lives in the way we wish, this makes us immediately skeptical of do-gooders who try to undermine our lifestyle, which makes us willing to accept the risks to fight for and go on living that lifestyle. Good grief, disease was one of the reasons nearly half the Mayflower passengers were wiped out that first year. So it is in the American DNA to live free. And despite the evil wishes of our media and too many Democrat governors, it always will be. That doesn't mean we should be dumb about it. If I was in close contact with someone who had the China virus, if I had the symptoms, I'd get tested, of course I would. But any other reason is absurd and a waste of resources. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.